with Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105.
Now, the Corpus clock, as you know, is a huge sculptural clock at street level on the outside of the Taylor Library at Corpus Christi College, Cambridge University. And it's right at the junction of Bennett Street and Trumpington Street, as we all know. Now, it was unveiled to the public in 2008 by the Cambridge physicist Stephen Hawking. It was invented and designed and given to Corpus Christi College, Cambridge, by Dr. John C. Taylor. Now, you have probably more than likely gone along and just seen and thought, what is it all about? What is it? So I asked Dr. John, first of all, how you pronounce chronophage. And as I said earlier, he said, it depends on where you come from, either north or south. So me, coming from south, I would pronounce it chronophage. Dr. John C. Taylor pronounces chronophage. And there is also another pronunciation, which is chronophage. So there you go. It's whatever makes you feel good, quite frankly. Now, I'll start off telling you, I asked Dr. Taylor, and oh, by the way, he likes to be called Dr. John, the question what gave him the idea to invent and produce such a piece of artwork.
Well, it wasn't as simple as that. Like all these things in life, I lost all contact with Cambridge many years ago. And when I retired, in inverted commas, because I've never retired, but when I left designing kettle controls from Strix, I wanted to get back in touch with Corpus Christi. And I'd enjoyed my time in Cambridge. And I thought I'd like to try and put something back and do something for other young people as well. I got in touch with the master at the time, who was Professor Arun Ahmed. We got talking about the undergraduate library, because the undergraduate library in Corpus hadn't changed since I was an undergraduate there. And life moves on, that when I was an undergraduate, one had a free education. Well, now it isn't free, and people are much more critical of what they get for the money that they're going to have to spend to come to Cambridge. You can't have a undergraduate library that hasn't changed in 50 years with the change in technology. So that I then sponsored the start of the Taylor Library in Corpus, which was to be a new undergraduate library. And we took over the old bank, the NatWest Bank. Of course, it's a listed building, and the outside of the building can't be changed. So that the architects retained the doors of the old bank as being part of the external structure of the bank. The planning committee then rejected the application, as they are wont, because they said, well, you can't leave the doors there because people will try and get in. And the architects had just been invited then to the opening of the British Library. I don't know if you've been to in St. Pancras.
I have. I love that place.
And it's got beautiful big cast aluminium doors, and cast in the aluminium is British Library, British Library, British Library on the left-hand side, and British Library, British Library, British Library on the right-hand side. The architects then nudged each other and went home and designed a lovely set of doors to replace the old oak doors with Corpus Christi on the left-hand side, and Corpus Christi and the Blessed Virgin Mary on the right-hand side. The fellows didn't think much of that. They said, this college has been here for since 1354. We don't even have the name of our college on our front door. So it's not really on. And so it was an impasse, and nobody knew what to do. So I suggested, well, why don't you have a clock there? And the fellow said, oh, that's a good idea. Yes, a clock. So I said, I'll design you one. And so that's how the Corpus clock came about.
But Dr. John, when you say design a clock, do they know exactly what you were going to design? For me, it's fascinating to know how you persuaded them.
So then, of course, I'm an inventor. And I never liked to do anything that anybody else has ever done before. So I had to try and design a way of showing time without doing anything which had been done before. And that's how I came up with this idea of time racing away, because time does race away. And so that the idea of showing the seconds racing around the dial and just pausing for a split second on each second before they race off again is how I feel life is. That because by the time you looked at the clock, worked out what the time is, it's moved on.
Yeah.
I wanted to show relative time. Say, well, what's relative time? Well, Einstein invented relative time because time changed dependent on the circumstances.
I really, really like the concept because you say that every 5 minutes it's accurate. Is that right?
If a clock is going to show relative time by running fast, running slow, stopping, even running backwards, because you can make time run backwards in your mind, in that if somebody out of the blue says something to you and you weren't really listening, you can then replay that sound and suddenly realize what they'd said. And so that's what I wanted to show, that the time is not a universal slow grind. It goes in fits and starts and runs fast, it runs slow. Is shown on the corpus clock.
Dr. John, that's exactly what I was fascinated by, because you also said it reflects life's irregularity, which, as you just said, what you explained it to. So describe the clock, because at the top you've got a locus, is that right, on the top of the clock, and that eats away at the notches. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can have that as your description, yes. I have two heroes in life, and they're both the same person. It's John Harrison, who I think is the most incredible British inventor who's ever been. And he was a carpenter, and he wasn't educated to a high degree. He didn't go to Cambridge. He didn't have a degree. And yet he changed the world. And he changed it through making the first clocks which would go to sea. He enabled people to find their longitude at sea. And all GPS comes back to time. And Harrison made the first clock which would go to sea. So you can have the direct link into all our GPSs and to the work done by Harrison 300 years ago. As he made a series of clocks to try and develop a better clock each time, he invented bimetal. And bimetal is two metals bonded together with a high expansion and a low expansion component. And then when you heat it, the high expansion moves, expands more than the low, and so it will bend. And it bends as you heat it one way, and then it goes the other way and it contracts, and so you get a movement out of this material. It's a live material, alive to temperature. And I spent virtually all my life designing thermal controls containing bimetal. And it was quite late in my career when I got interested in Harrison himself and discovered from another reason that he had in fact invented bimetal as well. Make something which was my tribute to John Harrison. And so his first invention was a grasshopper escapement, which was the first mechanism in the world designed to be low friction. And he designed this when oil was the Achilles heel of all clocks. And so that when the Longitude Act was passed and the prize of in today's money of something like £5 million was offered for anybody who could develop a way of finding longitude at sea, Harrison set off to try and do this. And all the clockmakers in London knew it was impossible, so they didn't try. And so this carpenter in Yorkshire and living in Barton in Humberside set off, and he developed sea clocks, which actually worked. And he slowly perfected them until they were a practical means of taking time with you. And then from the time, local time, as against the Greenwich Mean Time, which you'd got with you on your clock, you could find out your longitude. And Captain Cook started taking his longitude from one of Harrison's little clocks. And he started in his log talking about his reliable little clock to give him, in his long international voyages, his position and his longitude. And so it all came back round into a circle. Not many people know that Harrison solved the longitude problem. And even less people know what his mechanism was, his grasshopper escapement. So I thought, well, why don't I turn a clock inside out and show the grasshopper escapement, how it works? It looks like a beast, a grasshopper, mm-hmm. on the little clocks that Harrison made. And so I turned it inside out, and the little escape wheel the size of a 50p piece with the little tiny little teeth on it became 1.5 meters in diameter, 5 foot in diameter, and you can actually see how the clock works.
Dr. John, it's fascinating because the locus on the top and the huge, it's absolutely huge, your piece of artwork, or the clock, as you say. And that's why I'm not only amused when I look at the clock and in awe of it, but I'm amused at everybody looking at the clock as well. I always find that equally as fascinating. Have you been down to see people do that? Obviously, you were there for the 2008 opening. And,
of course, yes.
And you must,
whenever I go to Cambridge, yes. I go and watch the people watching the clock. It's become the visitor attraction of Cambridge. I went to lecture to the guides, and they all confirmed that more people ask about the Corpus clock and where it is and will they be taken there. And for King's College Chapel now, so that for 600 years, people have stood on the corner and looked at King's College Chapel with their back to Corpus. Now they turn around with their backs to King's College Chapel and look at my clock. It's fantastic. Yes,
it is. So when you look at this beautiful clock, there's no other description. All people are doing are looking at the clock. The locus, the ticking, the mechanics in motion. Do you find that you wanted to put something at the side to explain what it's about, or do you just want people to really just try and understand aesthetically at it?
Well, unfortunately, it's outside my control that I presented the clock to Corpus Christi, and it's Corpus Christi who control what is put outside.
Your enjoyment comes from all sorts of angles, not just people looking at it.
I also go and lecture about the clock and how it came about. And yes, it's fun. Go to school or go to a primary school and talk about invention and clocks. I really enjoy passing on my enthusiasm for Harrison and invention and British industry, and they all tie together.
How many chronophage clocks are there in existence at the moment, Dr. John?
There are four at the moment. The first one was the Corpus clock. The second one was called the Midsummer Clock, and it's been exhibited in the Science Museum and the National Museum in Scotland and Saatchi Gallery, places like that. We built one with a dragon on top, which is actually in my house here in the Isle of Man. We built one for a lady in Texas.
Oh, wow.
It was a private commission. And that was shown originally in the museum in Houston.
So, did you get any resistance at the beginning for it?
Not particularly resistance. Slight incredulity that such a thing would work. It's proved very reliable. And people, as you say, are there day and night looking at it. It's changed the actual college itself. Corpus has always been one of the smallest colleges in the university, but over the last few years, they've had far more applicants than ever before. And the admissions tutor puts it down when she says, well, why did you choose Corpus as the first question in an interview? Virtually every person says, well, I was intrigued by the Corpus clock. Because of that, the standard of the applicants has gone up through Corpus, and the senior tutor has seen Corpus in the unofficial lists of the degrees go from nearly the bottom, because they're the smallest college, to up towards more the middle of the table. So it's actually changed the college as well as providing a lot of enjoyment to everybody else to look at it.
Dr. John, thank you very much indeed. It was a pleasure to talk to you and have that all explained. I'm absolutely fascinated, like everybody else is, and you've just said it touched not only visitors but future graduates and alumni for long after that. Thank you very much. It was a real pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you, Susie.
Oh, that was Dr. John C. Taylor, the inventor and designer, and given the Corpus Christi clock to Corpus Christi College in Cambridge. It was really a pleasure to talk to him.